This is the sound of outgoing mail being processed. And during a recent visit to the Sitka Post Office, it is one of the only sounds on the workroom floor where the holiday rush of packages and letters has yet to begin, much to the surprise of Postmaster Celia Dumag.
These shelves over here are where the carriers keep their parcels, and you can see big empty gaps on all these parcels shelves. In past years, we've had stuff lined up, you know, at least shoulder high, all along both walls, everywhere over here, everything completely full. And that hasn't happened yet.
That's not to say things won't get busy. Sitka is getting ready for the holidays, just like every other post office in the United States. And there are some things to keep in mind if you're shipping gifts. Some of it is common sense stuff. Use a sturdy box. Print addresses clearly. Never guess at a zip code. Other stuff you might not think about, like the tape you use to close the box.
If you can rip it with your hands, don't put it on your box. Use the kind that you can't rip, that you have to cut. That's the sturdy kind that holds your boxes together better.
Here's another good one. Dumag says if your toy is electronic, remove the batteries and put them in the box separately.
Oh, there's nothing. I have a Christmas present at home I just wrapped yesterday that barks every time I touch it, which is kind of cute, but it's only under my tree. Imagine that going all the way where it's going. It may not survive that long. And the Christmas cards that sing, oh, we've had a couple years where we've taken one and left it in the truck locked up outside, so we can't hear it singing anymore in the building.
A few other tips. Put the destination address and your own contact information inside the package in case the outside is damaged. Stuff glass and fragile hollow items with newspaper or packing material. You can even use plain air-popped popcorn for cushioning. The post office says it's inexpensive and environmentally friendly. And last but not least, the post office says to give yourself plenty of time. If you're sending things to a member of the military in Iraq or Afghanistan, mail things by this Friday, December 4th, for delivery by Christmas. Parcel post items should be sent by December 16th, and first class and priority mail should go out by December 21st. But this is Alaska, after all, and if you're sending things outside the state, you might want to work in a little flexibility, Dumag says. The post office sets an official express mail deadline of December 23rd, but from here, plan on sending things out on the 22nd.
Most anything traveling priority should be 3 to 5 days on the outside. And I believe most of our stuff is flying on the FedEx network, so a lot of it going to the West Coast seems to take longer than going to the East Coast.
That's interesting.
It is. My theory is that it's going to Memphis, gets reworked at the FedEx hub, and then comes back out.
To see a complete list of tips for holiday shipping from the U.S. Postal Service, visit our website, kcaw.org, and click on this report. This is Ed Ronco, reporting in Sitka.